Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. What a fantastic program we have in store for you. We talk with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group. The Meridian Energy Group is spearheading the Davis Refinery, which is coming to Belfield, North Dakota, the first greenfield refinery in the United States, and that's coming to the Bakken, Belfield, North Dakota. Also, Luke Giever, John Nelson with the third annual Bakken Conference and Expo tell us what to expect as their conference is coming up July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Luke Giever, John Nelson coming up just a little bit later on in the hour. Plus, Alan Schaefer, Executive Director for Diesel Technology Forum, discusses new diesel technologies being touted as clean diesel. All that plus much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Watch it shine so bright.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
From a butcher's perspective, it's a hell of a trade, 'cause you've been up all night polishing the blade of your homemade knife.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. Mr. William Prentice of Meridian Energy Group, checking in with the Davis Refinery. I hear things are coming along pretty nicely. I've heard some great comments about the public forums that you guys have had. Spoke with the Department of Health about a month ago. And they said things were happening there. They did mention that, you know, there was quite a bit of some new technologies in there. And we'll get into some patients being a little bit later. But they were talking about some of those technologies that were going into the Davis Refinery. Can you talk to me a little bit about what some of those technologies would that would make the Department of Health kind of say, well, this is kind of neat?
Well, yeah. I mean, some of them are pretty standard, you know, derivation from old technology, like being able to handle stacked gas and that sort of thing. But some of them are pretty new. For instance, leak detection and repair has become a science that depends a lot on the last 10, 15 years of optical and information technology, and allows you to use a optical imaging technology to detect leaks instantaneously. The old days, you'd have to wait till somebody noticed a puddle or smelled something before you went back and tried to figure out what was wrong. Now you know it immediately, and you can fix it right away. And, you know, that's going to be used throughout the plant, so we will know at any instant in time that we are in compliance with the emissions requirements.
To me, that sounds kind of like the technology that they have out in the pipelines and that sort of thing. Is that kind of... I'm sure it is different, but with some of the sensors that are being done, have these technologies been used in other projects, either in, like, say, pipelines or been brought into other refineries? Or talk to me about the, just kind of the research and development that's already been done on some of these new technologies.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, the one unfortunate thing about this is that we cannot depend upon the technology for meeting our emissions limits until they're commercially proven. So there's a period of time when, you know, it goes from the laboratory and bench scale testing to when it becomes accepted for the field. And there's a process you have to go through at EPA to get any particular technology approved. And it's sort of like going through a drug trial at FDA. for a new drug. They want to make sure it's safe, it's reliable, and that you have the right to rely on it in order to make your plant compliant with the emissions limits. So every piece of this project that relates to the new and advanced technologies, even though they're new, they have been proven. The difference here is the integration of the technology throughout the plant. You know, every single piece of it's been used someplace before, but it's never all been used in one place, and that's something that's allowed us to really ratchet down the emissions that we're going to have out of the Davis refinery. And what you pointed out about pipelines earlier is true. You know, what we use on a pipe run of 100 feet or 200 feet within the refinery to ensure that there's no leakage there is derived from technology that these guys in the pipeline business have pulled together over the last several years to make sure that their pipelines that are hundreds of miles long are not emitting anything into the atmosphere.
William Prentice, CEO of the Meridian Energy Group. They're spearheading and building the Davis Refinery out in Belfield, North Dakota, the first greenfield refinery in the United States in the past 50 years. Talking about some of the new technologies, I wrote down lowest achievable emission rate technologies, and that has applications, obviously, in your Davis Refinery. And you said that these have been used commercially before, so I just wanted to double-check. I kind of was writing down some quick notes. So these emission rate technologies have been used commercially before? There's no experiments going on out there at the Davis Refinery?
No, not at all. We're just not allowed to rely on any given technology unless we can show the health department that has been used before successfully. And that's what we've been doing for the last several months is, you know, is they're taking a very close look at everything in our application and the amendment to the application. They have questions, and we have to go back and you know, dig out additional information in many cases to prove to them that this has been done before and done successfully.
I tell you, one of the things I love about following this Davis Refinery out there is how you guys are really tackling this head on, how you guys are not afraid to take a look at the new technology, make a look at the numbers, not afraid to make a change if it's going to benefit some of the emissions, to where you've dubbed it, you know, a clean energy, clean technology, cleanest refinery in the United States, those types of things. How are you guys going to make sure that you can do this? Because that's, you know, that's quite a claim that I don't know if you guys have kind of said that, or the media's billed it as the clean, you know, the cleanest refinery in the United States. It's a lot of pressure is what I'm getting at here. How are you guys, I guess, handling that? And how are you going to, you know, ensure that this is going to be as clean as billed?
Well, you know, there are a couple of reasons why this company is in business. One of them, it was formed by Davis Family Partnership to bring jobs to North Dakota.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Watch it shine so bright.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Watch it shine so bright.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Gain knowledge about the oil and gas industry while networking with industry pros. The North American Shale Magazine is inviting you to attend North Dakota's largest shale oil event in 2017, the Bakken Conference and Expo, happening July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Learn about the latest technologies used in one of North America's most productive shale plays, the Bakken. You're not going to want to miss the Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. For more information about the conference or to register, visit www.thebakkenconference.com. That's thebakkenconference.com.